Wisconsin saw private sector job growth of 0.9% between September of 2011 and September of 2012, according to the Quarterly Census of Economic Wages. The census, as its name implies, uses employment records from nearly all employers. Economists say it's the gold standard for measuring job growth. These latest numbers showed 40 states and the national economy as a whole added private sector jobs faster than Wisconsin. Asked about the slow growth at a stop in Milwaukee, Governor Walker blamed the uncertainty of the past couple years.
We had a lot of protests in the state. We had 2 years almost worth of recalls. A lot of employers here, I think, can relate to the fact that uncertainty is one of the biggest challenges for employers, big or small, or anywhere in between. There was a lot of uncertainty. The good news is that's passed.
But it was Walker himself who set the bar high for job growth, and the numbers released today have been called the actual job numbers by his administration. State Democratic Party Chair Mike Tate says they represent a failure by the governor.
I think instead of Scott Walker traipsing around the country to run for president, he should be here at home, focused on growing jobs and growing the economy. And that's unfortunate. He's focused on a lot of things, but not one of them has done anything to help grow this economy.
This latest report continues another trend in job numbers. Wisconsin trailed all of its Midwest neighbors in private sector job growth. Overall, the numbers show Wisconsin added 20,479 private sector jobs between September of 2011 and September of 2012. Sean Johnson, Wisconsin Public Radio.